Hey everyone, Jessica here again. Today we're going to go through how to create an SSH tunnel for use with Docker on Azure Container Service. If you've seen my video from last week we demoed how to link containers on Docker Container or on Azure Container Service using Docker Swarm. However, the difference is that in that video I briefly demoed how to create an SSH tunnel. The purpose of today's video is going to be focusing specifically how to create that from both Linux and Mac, and then I'm also going to demo how to create that on Windows using PuTTY. So there's a few different ways we can do that, and I'll go ahead and explain that. So to recap, the agenda today is we're going to review SSH tunnels and how they work, so that can that way it'll help it make a little bit more sense. We're going to demo the SSH tunnel creation again on Linux or Mac. I'm going to demo it on a Mac since we're using terminal and command line. It's going to be the same process that you would do on Linux. And then we're going to demo the SSH tunnel creation on Windows via PuTTY. Note that if you do have Bash on Windows 10 installed, you can also create the tunnel through Bash on Windows 10 the same way you would on Linux or Mac. And I can briefly recap that when I get over onto the Windows side. In short, getting right into it, I have below the agenda, you'll see I have an SSH command up there that's essentially going to be the command we're going to use, though we'll fill in the blanks. But you'll notice that I'm using an SSH command, and then I'm tunneling traffic. You'll see 2375 colon localhost colon 2375. The way that works is local is in the front, so you have local colon localhost colon remote. So I'm specifying a local port on my system, 2375, setting it to the local host, meaning my local IP address, is going to tunnel any traffic from my local system to a remote system's port 2375. So when I export an environment variable, in this case, one for Docker host or Docker underscore host to be specific, and I specify I want all traffic for my Docker instance or my Docker command line locally to go through port 2375, on the other end of this, I'm setting that SSH connection to say all traffic going through that local port actually tunnel through to that remote port. And so since I have a demo Azure resource group, Azure Container Service resource group configured in my subscription, I already have a Docker container, a Docker Swarm container engine, or not container, but a Docker Swarm engine listening up there in my Azure subscription. So I'm telling that local traffic on 2375 to go through and actually talk to that remote host. So even though I make all my Docker commands locally, what I'm really doing is just pushing all the commands, passing it through a tunnel, through an SSH session. So with the way Docker Swarm works on Azure Container Service, by default, the port you actually use for SSH, if you wanted to SSH into the master VM, say, is you would use 2200. But Docker uses TLS for its backend engine to communicate with the Docker engine itself. And that's why we're using 2375. Hopefully this will make a little bit more sense when we're actually doing the demo. So I'll go ahead and get into that right now. Let me minimize this. So over here, we're in my Azure resource group demo subscription. I haven't done any additional configuration to this. This is just what I would spin up from, I mean, clicking right here and typing Azure Container Service to create a new resource group. So if we go back over to my demo here, you'll notice you on the right-hand side, you have all the essentials with all the various resources. But you also see on the left-hand side to that, you'll see underneath settings, something called deployments. So this is really helpful because underneath that, you'll see Microsoft.acs, which is the deployment when I did the deployment for this particular resource group. When I click on that, I'm actually given a great deal of really useful information. The information that I care about for the purpose of this demo really is the outputs information. So you'll see a master FQDN and you'll see an agent FQDN. For today's demo, we're really just gonna focus on the master FQDN, but if you wanna know a little bit more about the differences between master and agent, definitely go watch my other video on how to link containers because it explains the purpose of agents and master. But today we really care about the master FQDN. You'll also see here an SSH command where the SSH command is already prepared for you with your user account, whatever you set the user account up for, your DNS prefix, and then it's pretty much going to be management dot the location where you put your resource group dot cloud out dot azure dot com. But at the end here, you'll see that I'm pushing traffic again through that port 2200. So when we went back and looked at I can bring up that slide. When we looked at this particular command, again, remember, the SSH session is going through 2200, but we're specifying a tunnel from our local port 2375 to a remote port 2375, specifically for use with our Docker host. So again, if I go back over here, this is the part of the master FQDN that we're really going to care about. So if I copy that, now I have that copied to my clipboard. If we look at this right here, we see this user account as our, again, this is just our example, whatever user account you set up for your Azure resource group. And then we see this particular DNS name. Notice that it has the management, abbreviation. And then it has location here, cloudop.azure.com. That's pretty much going to be the same format. You just kind of fill in the blanks. So since we have ours filled in, I'm going to copy this and fill in the blanks for you kind of on screen. And actually just to show you what I'm kind of going off of, there is documentation on this, official documentation on Microsoft under the container service. If you go to docs.microsoft.com/Azure/container-service, and then if you again do a /container-service-connect. Underneath there, if you scroll, it's about 30% of the way down the page. If you scroll down there, you will see again this particular bash command where it shows you can have a local port, local host, remote port, and then the port 2200 for that SSH session, your username, DNS prefix, region, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to fill in the blanks here. Note that while this demo is going to demonstrate Docker Swarm, you could use this also for DCOS. And then I believe this also, aside from DCOS and Swarm Cluster, there is also an documentation on how to connect to a Kubernetes cluster as well. But again, today's demo is just going to focus on Docker Swarm. So I'm going to take kind of this example right down here from the Swarm tunnel, and we're going to fill in the blanks. So if I do SSH-FNL, might help if I can type 2375:localhost:2375. Now note, if you already do have something listening on 2375 locally, you can change that particular local port to be whatever port you want. You just also have to update your environment variable accordingly. And I'll go ahead and explain that after we get done with this command. Real quick, before I finish with this command, I am going to kill my local Docker instance because I don't need that running. I want to make sure nothing interferes with my command line instance. So again, I have SSH-FNL:2375 for the local port, :localhost:2375 for the remote port. Now I'm going to do -p 2200, and here's where I'm going to start filling in the blanks. The user account I created was JL Dean, and then I'm just going to paste in that master FQDN that I copied from the deployment section of my Azure resource group. So if I paste that, and actually I have to go recopy that. Okay, there we go. Now if I paste that in and press enter, that should, I'm going to go ahead and press yes, because I do have to establish a new fingerprint and add that to my known host file. And that actually did not allow, because that is going through an SSH authentication, I do have to make sure that I add my public key to my list of identities. So I can do that real quick by doing SSH add, Okay, so now I made sure that added. So if I go back up and refresh this particular command for the SSH tunnel, now that should be able to authenticate, and you'll see what it looks like without an error. So now there's no spit back or confirmation or anything. I didn't turn on verbose mode, but I'd already added the server to my known host file. The only previous error I got before was permission was denied because I hadn't added the identity to my list of identities. So now that I have, the next step, and again, this is documented on this particular documentation, is you're going to want to export the environment variable for your Docker host. Now, because in this demo, again, I made the Docker host local environment variable 2375. If you set it to a different local port, you're going to want to update accordingly. Note that after the equal sign here, there is a :2375. That colon is very important. You want to make sure you don't forget it. So I'm going to manually type this in, Docker host :2375, press enter, and I can confirm that that was properly exported by just doing echo $ docker underscore host. And I do see colon 2375. Note that this is temporary. I did not manually add it to my bashrc profile. If you do want to make it a permanent environment variable, you'll have to go through and add it manually to your actual configuration. But this is just for, again, for a demo today. So now that that has been added, I can use Docker command line the same way I would if Docker were running locally on my system. The only difference is I'm taking those Docker commands that I'm running locally and shoving them through that remote port through that SSH tunnel. So if I do Docker info, I'm now going to see a bunch of information that I wouldn't normally see from my local system. For one, I see nodes and swarm agent. So I see that all my Docker commands now are going through that particular tunnel. If I do Docker PS, I don't see anything running, or Docker PS-A, again, nothing's running. But if I were to start pulling down and running container images, that's going to run in my Docker swarm cluster now. And again, the best way to figure that out is by doing Docker info and seeing the information about your Docker cluster that you're now connected to, because all of those commands. If I were to kill traffic listening on that port, I would actually end up getting a Docker error. So I can do that by, let's go ahead and pull this. I've killed this a few times previously. So I'm going to kill any traffic listening on the port that I assigned for my tunnel. There we go. And now if I were to do Docker info, we notice that it can't connect to that daemon. So again, if I reestablish a connection to that tunnel, and now type Docker info again. Again, I'm shoveling all my Docker commands through an SSH tunnel to the remote instance in Azure. So now that I demoed that again locally on Linux or Bash while, or Linux or Mac, while this is done on a Mac, this will work the same way on a Linux system. Just make sure that you have the Docker CLI installed. Now I'll go ahead and demo that same thing through PuTTY on Windows. However, remember PuTTY is a little bit different because it's not command line. You are using a GUI tool, so we'll demo the different idiosyncrasies between the two tools. Okay, so now that we're over here at the Windows system, there's a few things we have to do that's a little different. Now, just to show you, again, there is documentation on this on the same document that I sent you to earlier. It's just a little bit further down on the page, but there are visual instructions on how to create an SSH tunnel. We're just going to go through this manually. In short, you're going to first make sure you have PuTTY installed on your system. We're going to go ahead and enter the same hostname, very similar way that we did for our SSH command manually when we type that in from command line on our Mac. We're going to enter the port as 2200 because, again, we're creating the SSH tunnel and our SSH traffic goes through 2200. Our Docker traffic for where our Docker engine is listening, that's through the remote port of 2375. So we'll see that we'll enter the, we're just going to fill in the blanks essentially. So we're going to enter our host name, we'll enter the port, we're going to specify our connection type as being SSH. Then one thing we have to do, which is similar to when I added the identity manually through command line on my Mac, I have to now enter a private key for my authentication on Windows. And so I'll show you how to do that. And then we're going to go through and create a tunnel for our Docker swarm, where we're going to go ahead and specify the local and remote port. Very similar to how we did with command line. This time we're just doing it through a GUI interface, and then we're going to go ahead and save it and open our connection. So that's kind of the short of it. Now we're going to go through and like visually walk through the documentation itself. So first off, let me copy the master FQDN again. Now I'm going to go back over to my Windows system here. I'm just remoted into a Windows system so that I can record this video. So I'm going to do this all here. So I pasted in my master FQDN for my management address, but I do have to put in the jldean at so that that way it's the user account. And we already have it set up to SSH and the right port. Now I'm going to pre-name this ACS demo, but I'm not going to save it yet until I get the rest of the information configured. So now if we go back over, we're going to follow the documentation together. So if we go back over to our documentation here, the next step is going to be under connection, under SSH, under auth is where we're going to specify a private key. So again, under connection, under SSH, we have under auth, that's where we can specify private key. Now when you install PuTTY, you do also have a PuTTY key gen that is generated. So if I lo load my private key pair that I've already uploaded into Azure, it's one that I've already used on Mac, it's the one that I already know is working. I copied the public and private key pair to a folder here on my desktop, and I'm just going to go ahead and load that in and generate the necessary PPK file that I'm going to need. So let me go ahead and load an existing private key, send it to my desktop, send it to the SSH demo. Oops, double click. So let me see which one. This one should be the private key. So go ahead and load that. So it's successfully imported it. And now I'm going to go ahead and save that. So we'll do ACS. Download. Now I see the right particular file. So make sure it does have that PPK extension. So go ahead and press enter. And now if we look at the file, we'll actually see that extension of PPK. Now the next step, again, if we go back over to our documentation, again, after we specify our private key file for authentication, then we're going to specify our actual tunnel. So under tunnel here is where we're going to go ahead and say our source port, meaning our local port, is going to be 2375, and the destination is going to be local host 2375. We should be able to add that. So we'll see again, the local is 2375, and our forwarded port is local host 2375. So if we go back over, we'll see how this matches. Now, the example in this particular picture was for DCOS, not for Swarm. So that's why I wanted to show kind of a very visual of us walking through it and doing this together. But you want to make sure that you see again the local port, whatever port you choose to use, and then localhost, the port for the remote connection. If you're doing something other than Docker Swarm, update it accordingly. So we have localhost 2375. And now if I go back to the regular session and press save, that should save all my settings so that I can reuse it and I don't have to reconfigure this in the future. Let me close out of my PuTTY key generator. I'm going to go ahead and press open. Now I'll go ahead and again, I'm adding this to my known host file, this time on my Windows. So I do see that now that seemed to authenticate me. So now that there is a connection open, local port forwarded, we could always check to see the event log. If we go back into our actual tool, we could always choose to go into the logging if we turned logging on. I actually didn't turn logging on. If you wanted to turn logging on, you could confirm that. Go ahead and do that and close this. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and again open that with again logging enabled. So I do see that that was able to authenticate. So now, since I should have Docker installed on my system, let me load any command line. You want to make sure that you don't do any of your Docker commands from this particular connection, because right now, aside from setting that SSH tunnel, PuTTY is also showing you that you're connected to your Swarm Master node. So you don't want to do any connections from within here. This is just establishing the connection itself. So it can't connect to the proper pipe. So now we have to create an environment variable, which we can do from right-clicking on our PC. Advanced system settings. Under advanced itself, under our system properties, we can click environment variables. And here's where we're going to go ahead and specify Docker host colon 2375. Press OK. And so now we have an environment variable. Press OK. Now we will close out of this. Great. And so now let's go ahead and open PuTTY. We're going to go ahead and load our settings. Again, we have our logging enabled. And we'll double check our private key file is already specified and our tunnel is specified. So we'll go back over to here. We're going to go ahead and open. There we go. So now we see our node and our swarm agent, and we're able to see our Docker info. So just to recap, what we did is we had obviously opened our SSH tunnel through PuTTY, and then we created an environment variable for Docker host through our Windows system, and then we relaunched Windows PowerShell to refresh so that Windows PowerShell would pick up that new environment variable. And when we typed in Docker info, we're able to see under nodes that we do show one node, we see our swarm agent, we see that it's healthy, and we would see any running containers. And so that's how now we're able to connect to our Docker Swarm Azure Container Service in our resource group in Azure through Windows using PuTTY. So I hope that's able to clarify a few things as far as how to create tunnels, whether you're using Mac or Linux, or for example, terminal through command line, or whether you're using Windows. Feel free to reach out to me, obviously, on Twitter, my blog, check out blog posts. I try to post pretty frequently. Send me an email, jessica.dean@microsoft.com, and I hope you have a great day.